KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with a high of 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said over the weekend that seven people were arrested Friday in Corning on drug-related offenses. Sheriff's deputies, along with officers with the Tri-County Narcotics Division of Narcotics Enforcement, arrested 18-year-old Jacob Jones at around 1:10 p.m. Friday following the execution of a search warrant at his residence in Corning. Jones faces a delivery of a controlled substance, marijuana charge. His bond was set at $5,000. At about the same time, 19-year-old Devin Heimke and 18-year-old Michael Hilton, both from Corning, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The pair were taken into custody following the execution of a search warrant at 404 12th Street in Corning, and their bonds were set at $1,300 each. Officials said also 18-year-old Abigail Vail, 20-year-old Mark Morris, and 23-year-old Cody Silence, all from Corning, had been arrested at around 2:10 p.m. Friday. The trio were arrested following a traffic stop at the Casey's store in Corning. All three were brought to the Adams County Jail, and their bonds were set at $5,000 each. And Jeffrey Weichman of Corning was arrested at around 7:35 p.m. Friday on possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana charges. His arrest took place following the execution of a search warrant at 401 Loomis in Corning. Weichman's bond was set at $1,300. News time is 7:08.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Lenox Police Chief John Huggins reported over the weekend the arrest on late Friday night of 20-year-old Chelsea Ward of Lenox. Ward was taken into custody by officers with the Lenox Police Department and Taylor County Sheriff's Office at around 11:30 p.m. after a search warrant was served earlier that evening at her residence. Ward faces two felony charges, possession of more than a pound of marijuana with the intent to deliver, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail. A search warrant served Friday evening at a residence in Lenox netted more than a pound of marijuana, cash, numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia, and two arrests. The Lenox Police Department said officers with the Lenox PD, along with deputies from the Adams County Sheriff's Department and the Drug Task Force, executed a search at a home in the 500 block of West Temple Street in Lenox at around 5:30 p.m. Taken into custody at the scene was 20-year-old Nathan Drew Symington and 17-year-old Mason Wegeman, both of Lenox. Symington was charged with possession of more than a pound of marijuana with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, both of which are Class D felonies. He was transported to the Taylor County Jail by the Lenox Police Department. Wegeman was taken into custody by Adams County Sheriff's deputies and charged with two counts of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. He was transported to the juvenile holding facility in Eldora. Additional charges may be filed as a result of the investigation. In other news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their last meeting of the month, and for that matter, the year, today here in Atlantic. And during their 9 a.m. session at the courthouse, the board will act on a livestock facility construction resolution and on ratifying a bargaining unit agreement with the Secondary Roads Department Union. A judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a man accused of shooting a foreign exchange student in a Sioux City bar. 24-year-old Solomon Harris is charged with assault while taking part in a felony and reckless use of a firearm. Harris is accused of shooting 20-year-old Natasha Butchera in Mac Bears, which is a downtown Sioux City bar, on November the 18th. Police say he fired the gun while arguing with another man, but the bullet struck Butchera in the arm and chest. The judge granted a request from Harris's attorney to see if his client is mentally competent to stand trial. Butera, a foreign exchange student from Rwanda, has since been released from the hospital. I'll have a check of our funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
In the funeral announcements, Fred Henry Nagel, age 90, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Fred Nagel will be held today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Also, Mary Lucille Arrowsmith of Bayard died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Arrowsmith will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Evelyn Huffman, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Evelyn Huffman will be today at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jim Hagen, age 87, of Coon Rapids, died Friday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Jim Hagen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Eugene Jean Francis Casey, age 64, of Griswold, died December 24th at his home. A memorial mass for Jean Casey will be held on Wednesday on January 5th, I should say, at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Bruno Jr. Sonny Reichardt, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died December 20th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of Life services for Sonny Reichardt will be held 11 a.m. January 5th at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Robert Birch, age 90, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Birch are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's Battery Headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.